Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is the Concordia On Air College Fair. Having a great time winding down now to our 10th Concordia University in the Concordia University system. Joining me by phone today, John Korntoyer, Director of Freshman Admission at Concordia University Chicago. John, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thanks very much, Andy. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you as a part of the On Air College Fair, and glad to be talking with my alma mater as well, Concordia University Chicago. Tell us a little bit, John, about where we would find Concordia University Chicago.
Concordia University Chicago is located in River Forest, Illinois, which is a beautiful tree-lined suburb of Chicago, just west of the city, about 10 miles west of the Loop.
So right outside Chicago, close to the city and all the amenities that it has, all the cultural things and also transportation as well. Quite easy to get to Chicago from just about anywhere.
Yeah, you got it. We're about 6 blocks from the Green Line of the L. So oftentimes students here on campus will walk down the street, jump on the train, and they can shoot downtown to go to an art museum, or if they have an internship or they want to go see a Cubs game or something like that, they have easy access.
Oh, a Cubs game.
Yeah. This is the year.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me, John, what you love about Concordia University Chicago.
It's the people, really. And I've had Concordia in my family for generations. I have to actually have a great-grandfather that graduated from here in 1909 when it was still Addison Teachers Seminary. So lots of members of my family have gone here as students. But, you know, today, and I think this is the case for a lot of schools, it's the people you interact with that really make a place special. We've got some great facilities and the buildings and, you know, different things like that. But it's the faculty that students can interact with and the friends that they make in and out of the classroom here that really make the place special.
Very good. So it's certainly is a unique place. You're right. And right next to the city, it's a quiet little village there, a quiet little town right on the side of the city. So you kind of have the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And that's what we always say, the best of both worlds. You have everything that students really like in a small school, small class size. You know, our average class size here is 15. So lots of individual attention. A lot of opportunity to get involved, whether it's sports or music or spiritual life or theater, all those different things. But we're not, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. We're right next to the third largest city in the country, and we're not right downtown either. So it's kind of that happy medium where you have access to the city and all that that offers, but you still have that nice, small Lutheran school atmosphere, too.
What are some of the programs that the academic programs at Concordia University Chicago that Concordia is known for?
Yeah, we were actually founded as a teacher's college 152 years ago, and still today that's one of the things that we're really well known for is our College of Education. We actually have different majors for each thing within the College of Education, so there's early childhood education, elementary ed, middle school education, secondary ed, Lutheran teacher ed, phys ed, art ed, music ed, etc. So those are some of the things that we're really well known for. Also the church work majors, the pre-seminary program, the deaconess program, director of parish music, all the church work, the DCE program, of course, psychology, like lots of liberal arts schools, psych is always a popular major. We've got a great computer science program. Sports management within our College of Business is also pretty big. And like most schools, undecided, always a popular major. So, you know, I know a lot of liberal arts schools like Concordia. For the incoming freshman class, that's the biggest major, usually, is undecided while students are trying to figure out what they want to do.
Certainly. It's a time in life when we're sometimes still trying to figure out what it is we want to do after that education experience, what we want to do in that next chapter of life. Tell me about the faculty who make up Concordia University Chicago that help in shaping that, in that formation that happens at Concordia University.
Yeah, sure. We have an outstanding faculty. They really do take the time to get to know their students on a personal level, get to know their students individually. That's made easier by the class size here. You know, like I said, having 15 students in a class really allows them to, you know, sit down with a student and say, "Hey, Andy, how you doing? What do you think of what we're discussing?" Or another thing that's nice, especially for undecided students, which I was as an undergrad, is having a faculty advisor from your major. Once you do pick a major, all of our students get a faculty advisor from that program. So they've got someone they can go to with questions. You know, if I'm majoring in accounting, I can go to an accounting professor and they can say, okay, here's what you should really be doing now that you're a sophomore, now that you're a junior. Here are some good places to look for internships, because they're an expert in that field. And if a student changes their major to biology, they've got a bio professor doing the same thing with them. So it, like you said, it's one of those things where you don't know what you don't know when you're first getting started, but you've got someone in your corner that's going to be able to help you out.
Let's talk a little bit about being a student on campus. What's it like to be on campus? What opportunities are there for campus life and involvement in activities on campus?
Right. One of the things that's really nice about our student body is that it is a very diverse student body. We get students from all over the country interested in all different things. Sometimes people will ask me, you know, what's a typical Concordia student like? And that can be difficult to answer because there isn't a typical Concordia student. They're all very different. The one thing that they typically have in common, though, is that they're involved in something. We don't have many students that are just coming here, going to class, and that's it. They're involved in spiritual life. They're playing a sport. They're involved in the great music program. About 40% of our students play a varsity sport. So we're an NCAA Division III athletic program school. So we have a lot of student athletes. Theater is big, academic clubs, lots of different opportunities.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the sports and athletics.
Yeah, we're in the fall season. Everyone's very excited. We have our first home football game tomorrow here on campus against Ripon from Wisconsin. The big new addition to the Concordia sports family is that last year we added men's and women's lacrosse. So personally, I've been learning a lot about lacrosse because I didn't know too much about it. The first handful of recruits that we had come through, I'd ask them, what's a typical score? Is it, you know, 80 to 100? Is it 1 to 0? What's, you know, so I'm learning all about lacrosse, and we're excited to have those teams here on campus. But lots of opportunity to get involved. And then for students that maybe played a sport in high school but aren't that sure if they want to do it in college, we have a lot of students that'll do intramurals as well.
What about the arts on campus?
Great theater program. We actually have a theater located on Madison Street, not too far from campus, as well as the theater, the Bergman Theater, right here on campus. Our art faculty are accomplished playwrights in their own right and have won awards for different productions that they've had put on. We do several productions a year. Some smaller productions. We always do a Shakespeare play of some kind. We've hosted a kids theater camp in the summer in the past. We have a great music program. A lot of people are familiar with the Concordia Wind Symphony and the Capella. They travel quite extensively. If any of your listeners were at the National Youth Gathering in New Orleans earlier this summer, they probably saw Dr. Rich Fisher up on stage. He was conducting the band at the mass events. They're going to South Africa this spring. They've played Carnegie Hall. They've gone to China a couple times. The choir went to Poland not too long ago. So for those students that like to perform as well as travel, it's a great deal for them.
Certainly the arts are a key part of, I think, of student life at Concordia University Chicago. Yeah. What about spiritual life on campus?
Yeah, we have a very active spiritual life. Actually, as we speak, I can hear the chapel bell ringing outside my window. We have chapel on campus at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, and there are no classes scheduled during that time, so all of our students are free to attend chapel. Pastor Jeff Leiniger is our campus pastor, and he does a phenomenal job. We also have a traditional worship service that meets on campus every Sunday. And then we have a bunch of different spiritual life opportunities for our students through the CYM, Concordia Youth Ministry, and also mission work. We've had students go all over the place. So the old cliche is that college is what you make it, but that's really true when it comes to the arts or sports or spiritual life, all these things we've talked about. From being on a varsity athletic team where it's a big time commitment and that's where you spend a lot of your free time, to doing intramurals and you do that on, you know, once a week, Same thing with spiritual life. We've had students that have gone to Panama and Costa Rica and Puerto Rico on mission trips and different kinds of outreach, working with orphanages. And we also have students that will help out with a food drive on a Saturday afternoon here in Chicago. So it's kind of where you want to spend your time, what you're being called to do, and where you're able to kind of put that free time that you have when you're a busy college student.
What about opportunities to serve? You mentioned the things like Concordia Youth Ministry, opportunities to serve on campus or in the community or around the globe.
Yeah, and we have a lot of students that will do that and do mission trips like I've talked about. Feed My Starving Children is always a big one. One thing that just happened recently with all of our new students, when they came for check-in just a couple weeks ago, they signed up for a service project during check-in, and we had people doing, you know, landscaping at churches or doing food drives or things like that all locally in the Chicago area. So our students got a taste of service learning right off the bat as soon as they started here. I know some of them did it by teams, too. We'll have, you know, the soccer team's doing this, the football team's doing that. So sometimes, there's a little competition involved as well. But students have a lot of opportunity for that. And also having a big city like Chicago right in your backyard, there's plenty of chance to do things in the community as well.
How do you think Concordia University prepares students for that next chapter of life, whether it's going into a career, going on to grad school, whatever that next chapter might be? How are students prepared when they graduate at Concordia University Chicago?
Sure. They're very well prepared. That's reflected in our placement rate. We place 90% of our students, a job related to their major, which I think is the important part, within 6 months of graduation or in grad school if they're going that route. Part of that comes from the close work that they do with the faculty, using their faculty to help them network and find that first position. Just with grad school placement, we have students going to law school or med school or in the seminary every year, and they're very well prepared for that next step. We also want our students to be prepared spiritually, and that's a big part of Concordia's mission, is to prepare them for an ever-changing world. And preparing them spiritually to go out there and do good work in whatever their vocation is.
As prospective students, those high school juniors and seniors are looking toward that college search and trying to navigate all that, all of this daunting task of college search, what would you like for those high school juniors and seniors to know, maybe their parents too?
Yeah, I'd say don't be intimidated. I've been doing this for about 10 years now, and especially when I'm working with high school seniors, usually the first thing I'll ask them is just, hey, how's the college search going? And the most common response I've gotten is overwhelming or stressful. So I always tell students, if that's how you're feeling, congratulations, you're completely normal. That, you know, don't get intimidated by that process. Because it can be a little daunting. I realize how much mail students are receiving at home. It can be a little bit overwhelming, and they're hearing from maybe their youth leader or their high school guidance counselor or their parents or their friends or their coaches. So a lot of people giving input. The best thing to do is start early and just make a campus visit, any campus visit. The whole process gets 100% easier once you've seen a campus or two. I realize that, you know, after a while, if you just look at website after website or brochure after brochure, you know, they can start to look a little bit alike. But once you see a campus for yourself and start getting to know people and talking to a current student or a tour guide, you should be able to tell yourself, yeah, you know, this is a school I think I want to apply to, or I'm going to keep this one on my list. Or you might make a visit and say, hey, you know what, this one's not for me. And that's fine, too. You can cross it off, and there are lots of other options. So getting started early and making visits are really the best advice I can give.
Well, let's talk about making a visit to Concordia University Chicago. How would you go about that, and what would you get to do on a visit?
Yeah, if you want to register for a visit, you can just go to cuchicago.edu/visit. We've got a number of different visit day opportunities coming up. Our next big campus open house is on Monday, October 10th, which is Columbus Day, so a lot of schools are out that day. And then we have another one on Saturday, November 12th. So if you're planning ahead, those are great days to come visit. We also have a program that we do every fall called Careers for Christ. It's a whole weekend, Friday through Sunday, for any students that are thinking about going into a Lutheran church work major. This year, it's October 28th through 30th. Here on campus, you're hosted by a current Concordia student. We have a lot of fun at that program. You hear about all the different church work majors. We usually do a service project of some kind, and then we also go downtown to Chicago so that students can do some sightseeing and that kind of thing. So those are the three big visit days that we have coming up this fall. But we do individual visits every day of the week except for Sunday as well. So we want to individualize those as much as possible. So if a student wants to come on campus, they can visit with someone from the admission office, take a tour, maybe sit in on a class, meet with a coach, meet with a someone from the music department. Whatever your interests are, that's what we want to do for you so that you can get a sense of what it's like to be a student here at Concordia Chicago.
How are current students an important part of that? You mentioned, you know, for example, the Careers for Christ weekend that they host, they serve as hosts for that weekend.
Right.
How are current students an important part of that campus visit?
Yeah, I'd say with any college search, you know, you want to talk to current students because they're living the experience right now. The admission people like myself, we always want to get our two cents in. We always want to talk to mom and dad and talk a little bit about cost and financial aid and the application process and important things to remember and dates and deadlines and that kind of stuff. But I remember my own college search. I always wanted to talk to current students because they were in my shoes just the year before or 2 years before, and they could say, here's something I love about going to school here. Here's something that I'm not so crazy about, or, you know, here's something that I wish I would have known when I was a high school junior or senior, you know, looking back. So we want to incorporate our current students into any programming that we do because they're living the Concordia experience right now.
Now, you mentioned some visit days coming up this fall. What were those visit days again?
Yeah, the visit days are Monday, October 10th, and Saturday, November 12th. And then the Careers for Christ program is October 28th through 30th. And those can all be registered for at cuchicago.edu/visit. And then our application is open as well at cuchicago.edu/apply for any students that are current high school seniors and looking to get started next fall. Our application is up and running.
So application, when do we need to start working on that, especially as seniors? When does that need to be, are there deadlines, and when do we need to have that completed?
Yeah, now's the time to start filling out college applications for seniors. Concordia Chicago works on what's called a rolling admission calendar, where some schools have, you know, cutoff dates where we're not taking any more applications after a certain date. We don't do that here, but it's always better to get it in sooner rather than later, especially if you know you're interested. Go ahead and apply now. Our application is pretty straightforward. Like I said, it's online. There's no application fee. It'll probably take students all of 10 minutes to get it done. And then once they send in their transcripts and test scores, I'll work with my staff to get their application reviewed and get an admission decision made for them really quickly. And that helps take some of that pressure off. Unlike some larger institutions where they don't send out their, you know, acceptance letters until closer to Christmas, you're going to hear back from Concordia pretty quickly once we have everything that we need with an admission decision. So that takes some of the stress out of it.
What about financial aid and scholarships? That's probably something that I would imagine many students are interested in finding out more about. How does that play a role in the admission process?
Yeah, absolutely. 100% of our students that get accepted here at Concordia will receive an academic merit award or scholarship. That award is based on their high school grades and standardized test scores. Last year, those scholarships went all the way up to $20,000. So a lot of our incoming freshmen that just started here, we're getting $18,000, $19,000, $20,000 in scholarship money, and they get that same award every year, and that's right off the top. There are some additional scholarships and grants. If you have a parent that graduated from Concordia Chicago, if you have a parent that's a Lutheran church worker, if you yourself are going to major in a Lutheran church work major, there are additional grants for that. We also have music scholarships that students can audition for. Those auditions typically take place towards the end of January, early February, and those take place here on campus. And then the other thing is that any outside scholarship that students can find on their own, whether it's from a civic organization or their church or mom or dad's employer or, You know, I know Taco Bell and Dr. Pepper and Best Buy and Target and big corporations have scholarships. Those will stack on top of what Concordia Chicago gives. So I always encourage students to be very proactive in applying for outside awards as well.
Very good. Now, I have to ask the million-dollar question that I've asked the last few Concordias.
Mm-hmm.
Every Concordia that, you know, every college that has residence life and residence halls usually has campus dining as well. And so the million-dollar question is, what is the one meal that students just rave about and can't wait for? You know, it's some colleges, it's taco nights or something like that. We heard from Irvine, and it was turkey burger night.
Turkey burgers, okay.
Yeah. So what's the one meal at Concordia University Chicago that students are just, they can't wait for, they rave about it?
Well, I'll be honest. I think it's the cookies, which is not it's not a dinner entree.
And well, it could be.
But yeah, that's right. It depends how many cookies you want to have. But they are phenomenal, and they are always available. So I think the cookies in our cafeteria are really excellent, and I'm glad you brought up dining because, you know, Chicago is a great food town, and whenever people come to visit, sometimes, you know, they'll visit the campus, and then instead of having lunch here, they'll want to go to Gene and Jude's or Johnny's or Giordano's or one of these local famous Chicago food places, which mm-hmm. is great. But I always tell people, you got to try the cafeteria food at every college you visit. You're going to be eating that stuff
right.
for 4 years, so you got to make sure it's okay. But I understand when they want to hit some of the local hot spots too.
Sure, you can't eat at Mickey's every night.
Right. Mickey's always a classic here for Concordia Chicago students right on Harlem Avenue. So, yeah, you get the big Mickey in the Lake Michigan. But that's a popular choice.
We have just about 2 minutes left. That freshman coming in, what is that first week like for them as they're coming to their first year at Concordia University? Just give us a quick rundown of what that's going to be like, what they can anticipate that first week.
Yeah, we always do something called Wow Week or Weeks of Welcome for that first week. Students will move on to campus a few days before the first start or before the first day of class, and then we have a lot of programming here. This year we had a comedian and lots of activities in the Triangle and just different, you know, student life programming for students to get involved, start getting to know each other. One of the things that we do in the run-up to that week over the course of the summer is have our Jumpstart program. That's what we call our orientation. And we have orientation sessions throughout June, July, and August so that we can keep them really small. So while we have an incoming class of over 300 freshmen and a bunch of, you know, about 100 transfer students as well, each orientation session is only, you know, 45 or 50 students so that it makes it easier to kind of get to know some of your new classmates. Once they're all here, though, you're going to start meeting new people and getting involved in other ways. So that's a great time of transition, and I always just remind students, it's new for everybody. You're not the only one that you're going through this for the first time. All of the new freshmen or transfer students are in that same boat. So don't be shy. Get out and get to know each other. And I think our students and faculty and staff do a great job here of making everyone feel welcome.
Well, very good. Anything else, John? We have just about a minute left. Anything else you'd like for us to know about Concordia University Chicago as we wrap up our time here on the On Air College Fair?
Yeah, just eager to have everyone on campus. One thing that we just had here recently is a groundbreaking for a new residence hall we're starting construction on. So for students that are, you know, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors, you know, by the time you end up here at Concordia, if you end up choosing Concordia Chicago, that might be a building that's that you get to live in one day. So we're excited for some new construction here on campus, and I just urge everybody to, like I said, get started early and schedule that first visit. We'd love to have you.
Very good. John, thanks so much for taking time to share with me and our listeners about Concordia University Chicago. It was a pleasure to talk with you.
You as well, Andy. Take care.
John Korntoyer, Director of Freshman Admission, Concordia University Chicago. Well, this wraps up the Concordia On Air College Fair. It's been a blast. If you want to share some of these Concordias or all of these Concordias with someone, you can go to our website, kfuo.org. You can look for it in Faith and Family, or we have a special page just for the On Air College Fair. You can find that there. You can find out more on Facebook as well. We've been sharing on Facebook this week. Our producer, Sarah, is doing a great job. Thanks to Sarah and Sydney for helping set up all these Concordia On Air College Fair visits this week. It's been a lot of fun. Now it's up to you to do your search, your college search. Check out those Concordias, find out more about them. Thanks for being a part of the On Air College Fair this week. Thy Strong Word up next on Worldwide KFUO.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.